This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
No? Okay. Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yomi. We are in Tamid. Hey Aleph. Today we'll do Hey Aleph and Beis. Ha and Hav. Okay. Let's go. Yesterday we're long with Dalid, Beis, and Gimel. Everybody? So get ready because today's are pretty short, but yesterday's were quite long. Let's go. Beis. Where did my standard go?
Yeah, over there. You're looking for one in front of you?
No, my standard. Okay, the one with my name on it. No, okay. This has your name. You're using it, that's why. That's fine. You do me a favor, take this one and give me that one. Thanks so much.
Is
that
your name on it?
Yes, it does.
So what's doing over here?
I don't know. Things get mixed
you
up.
You don't see over here.
Things get mixed up. Okay, thank you. Use it. You could use it.
I don't even use it.
Oh, you don't use it. Okay. They would not break the leg. They would make a hole in the leg underneath the arkuva, the bottom arkuva, and hang the animal, the korban tamid, by that for its hefshet. You mafshe v'yerid until you reach the chest. You reach the chest, you cut off the head, you give it to one who's zeichen the head. You then cut off the four legs, and those go to the one who does the kervayim. The kervayim does the kerayim. Easy enough to remember. We finished the hefshet. Now we rip the lev and take out the blood, and I guess the lev is brought with the kervayim, I take it? Actually, no. Actually, I think it's going to say otherwise. I think I take that back. Okay, you cut off the hands. Now, the hands are got somebody's schos. They get the two hands. So when I say crimes, the two legs. Sorry, I made a mistake. Crimes, not four legs, two legs. Two back legs. And the chledayim are the two front legs or two front hands. Fine. Important to know that. An animal. Oh, no, they say I'm right. I was right the first time. Crime means the all four. And then regel, yadayim, they show is the piece above the karayim. In other words, so in your front feet, you have karayim at the bottom, and yadayim above that. So I was right the first time. Okay, karayim, again, one more time. Karayim is four karayim, the four bottom piece, the four hoofs. And then regalayim is in the back, the two bigger pieces on the top, and yadayim is the two bigger pieces in the front on top. Okay. Good. Oh, sorry for that mistake. Now we go to the back right foot. That goes with the reish. That goes with the testicles. All right. We rip it, and now we rip the animal inside and expose all the innards. We take the petter, which is some sort of chelev, and we put that on top of the head to cover up the base of shechita of the head. We then take the kravayim. And we give it to somebody to rinse. Okay? Fine. The stomach, we rinse it off as necessary. Okay? The kravayim. So the keres, you rinse off as necessary. The kravayim, you rinse it at least three times on the marble tables that were by the amudim. Gimel. You take the knife, you separate the lung from the liver and the finger of the liver from the liver. And we'll see where those each go. Don't move it too much because you don't want it to completely detach. You want the finger of the liver to be attached to the ukitz, the tail. Okay, wish I knew what these things look like. You give the chest, throw nezeich in the chest, okay? Chaza, and he gets geira, he gets the neck. Go to the right flank. Someone gets the two defines together, right? I think so, yeah. You cut that until the shedra. You don't touch the shedra. And you don't touch the front and back, the soft ribs. There's four in the front and four in the back. Those do not come with the sides. Those are separate. Fine. Cut the right daifen, and he gets liver with it. Okay, so the right daifen gets liver. Okay? All right. I think he also gets etzba kaved. I don't remember. Definitely gets liver. Yeah. Gets liver. Okay? Comes to the neck. Leaves the two ribs each side. Goes with the neck. That goes with the chazah, with the chest. And you get, here's there, you get the windpipe, and you get the heart, here's the heart, and you get the lungs. left side of the animal, left flank. You leave the two ribs in the front, two ribs in the back, on that side. There's four total, four in the front, four in the back. Same way you leave it by the other one. Fine. So the Mishnah now summarizes. So you have two in the front, two in the back on each side. Okay, so four altogether. Okay, cut it off. Give it to one of Zaycha with the Shedra. The left one goes with the Shedra. And you get Tchol. Bonus, you get Shedra and Spleen. Really, the left one is bigger and seems like in volume, but the right one is called the big one because it has the liver. The liver apparently is heavy. Okay, to me, like, a backbone seems a lot heavier than a liver, but what do I know? Never really picked up either one. Come to the Oketz, the tail. That goes together with Oketz, goes with the Regel Smali. Oketz Varegel. Reish Varegel, Oketz Varegel. Alias, the tail, the Etzba, Kaved, and you get two kidneys. And you get the left foot. Okay. Now it is in a row with Eivar. First fellow, Reish Varegel. Rosh on his right hand with the nose facing his arm. The horns between his fingers. The base shechita is the lamala, but he puts the pattern on it. We spoke about that already. The regal yamin is in his left hand. The skin side out, where it's cut, is face inwards, more bakavadik. Second kayin takes two hands. Right and the right, left and left. Again, puts the cut side inward. Third kayin. Oketz, tail area, regal, left foot. Oketz with the right. The alya is medals between his fingers. The etzba, kaved, and the two kidneys come along with it. Next. The left foot in his left hand with the R outward. And the fourth kayin, chaza v'geira. Chaza in his right, geira, the neck in his left, with ribs between his fingers. This is like the soft ribs. Fifth kayin, two tefanes. The right one, I think, gets the liver. Left one gets the shedra and the tchol. Based on the chutz, with the skin outward. Sixth kayin, krevayim. They have to go into a cup because they're too loose. And the karayim go on top. He's the only one who gets a vessel. Seventh one, the seilas, mincha, mechasachim. Eighth one, the chavite kohen gadol. Sponsored by the kohen gadol, but the kohen gadol doesn't bring them. Ninth one is the yayin. They put everything in the chatzi keves ulamata, bottom half of the kevesh, left side, on a regular day. The Rosh Chodesh is a discussion, maybe they put it elsewhere. They salt them, everything is salted except wine. Come to Lishka Sagazis to read the Shema. And that takes us to where we are today. And they're going to say Shema and they're going to daven. Heilige, heilige, heilige mitzvahs. Shvei Shema and daven. Okay. So they used to read Shema and Lishka Sagazis because they wanted to daven in Lishka Sagazis after there. And because the Lishka Sagazis is a special koyach of Torah. And you want to daven where you have the koyach of Torah. Beautiful. So the Shkaz is where the Sanhedrin used to meet. Amar lehem amamuna. I don't know if this is all the Kohanim or just the Kohanim that participated in the Korban Talmud. Not clear to me. Not clear. Amar lehem amamuna. The Muna says, Baruchu baruch achas vein baruchu. Make one bracha and they bracha. Make a bracha. What's the bracha? The Gemara's discussion about it. I think the maskana of the Gemara is a boicher b'amoysol b'ahava, not yitzar, because yitzar they have to wait for the sun to come up. So they already skipping around. Psuke Zimra, it doesn't seem like that was that comes into play here. So now they finish. Baruch Adonai Hashem Elokeinu Melech Hamoy boicher b'mayisrael b'ahava. What's next? Shema? No. Karu Aseres Advarim, Aseres Adibrais. Includes all Tariq Mitzvahs. Why is not Hefzik that they're Misakin it that way? They say that they wanted to be Misakin Aseres Adibrais that we all should say every every day. Maisa, the word about the Bekarsim, we're going to say that that's the whole Torah. We didn't do it. Shema. Hoyim Shema Yavayim. Three Pesukim, three Parshas. Now, it is not the ideal time for Kriyas Krishma. Kriyas Shema Krishma, at least Mishiyakir, when you see your friend 4 hours away, and this was after Alisa Shachar, but because, I guess, by the time they finished their void, they would miss Man Krishma, so we let them lane in the less ideal time. Interesting. I think in the basic Midrash, we should do things the most L'Chachil way possible, but that's not what we see here. They then, Berchos, and they benched the nation. Does not mean they benched the nation. It means they benched the Nusach that the nation says. It's a funny way of saying it. Why do you tell me that? I don't know. I'm just going to get it. Shalosh Brachos. Drei Bruches. Emes V'yatziv. Bruchat Hashem Goal Yisrael. Avoida. Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu Avoidas Amcha Yisrael V'Ishe Yisrael. Whose philosophers call Baratzim Bruchat Hashem, Hamakabel Avoidas Amoisel Baratzim, or Shoyschel Vatchab Yerin Avoid. Different shatim. Not what we said. It's different than ours. They're like, what happened to Shemoneh Esrei here? They finished Gaal Yisrael and they skipped like 90% of Shemoneh Esrei. They didn't say Shemoneh Esrei.
Yeah, they did.
No, they had a bridge version. I don't think they said one even later.
The blessings.
Here. They did not have time to daven the real Shemoneh Esrei. Therefore, they just said an abridged bracha that Hashem Shem Mekabel Davoida. The Rav says that they making this bracha, they do not discharge their obligation to daven Shemoneh Esrei at a later time. So it sounds like they did daven Shemoneh Esrei later? Yeah, it sounds like they did. Later they did. Okay, Mr. T?
I am. Oh, I'm with you.
Birchas Kahanim, Yivarach Hashem Yishmerecha, they did not actually lift up their hands and do the whole Messias Kapayim. He just said the tefillah. Shabbos, on Shabbos, Mesivim Bracha Achas, we add one Bracha Mishmar Yitzeh for the departing Mishmar. On Shabbos, they split up the Mishmaris. Sorry, they change shifts. The earlier one did the Shalmash Shachar and the Mosuf. And the incoming did Thomas Shavir Rabbayim and the Bezichil of Oino. Okay. Okay. Fine. So they said this bracha. They didn't say this bracha in the morning. They said this bracha in the afternoon. And this bracha was Mishashik and Shema Baizah, whoever, the one who dwells his name in this house, Huyashkim and Eichem, Abba, Achva, Shalom, Reis, Rishav, Shalom, between you. So it's between what? Between the two Mishmars or in the Mishmar of itself? The Mishmar itself, it sounds like. Yeah. You have to have Shalom. You have to have Shalom. Beis, Omer Lehem, he said to them, Chadoshim l'k'tayres. New Kohanim for the k'tayres, who have not yet done it. Vote with visa come for the drawing. They're a lottery. We have a drasha that once you do k'tayres once in your life, you don't get to do it again. Okay? You don't get to do it again. Why? Because the school of the k'tayres is you get rich, and they didn't let it do it once. When I mentioned rich Kohanim, okay, so it wasn't... Mamash Halacha. That was the Hanhaga, the way they did it. If everybody did it, then Echanami. They would allow you to do it again. But that never happened. There's so many Kohanim out there. This is where the minute comes from, that the Sandik, by a Bris, who is considered like his Machik Teres, never does it twice on the same family. I don't know, but Shabbi shouldn't do it twice at all. That's not what we do.
What if he never did it at all?
Then try to get it, because he can become rich. There's people that will pay someone to be a sandik.
Your son has four daughters. You can't. You don't get a chance to do it.
I've heard of stories where people will pay to be sandik. They're like, yeah. I'll pay for your bris. I'll pay for the entire meal. Let me be a sandik. I heard such thing. Yeah. Let's say if unfortunately a family that doesn't have the money, the means to pay for a suda, you say, okay, I'll sell it to you.
That's an expensive.
Yeah, it's not making a chasen over here, but it costs money. And some people unfortunately don't have it. Faisu, they did a lot. Zachim Yishlach Ever Zeich Vazeich. Chadashim Im Yishanim. New with the old. Meaning, even if you already are a winner. Okay, hold on, 1 second. Very important. The Keteris had two Avaidas. One person actually takes the Teris, the Heichel, and is makter on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. One person takes the Gecholim, the coals from the Mizbeach Chitzain, and puts it on the Mizbeach HaZov. The coin that won the raffle, the lottery, he did the Akhtara. The coin next to him would bring the coals to the Mizbeach. Okay. Chadosh Mishanam Nu with old. Bo Vifisu, go do your raffles. Mihi Male, who's going to bring up Evarim, limbs. I mean, Kevas Mizbeach from the Kevas the Mizbeach. So now there's a discussion who. Was it one Kayin? It sounds like there was some shit to say that until six Kohanim brought it up, but at this point only one Kayin does the final bringing up. Others say that it was six Kohanim. Okay. Different opinions. No, the one who brought it up from the Varim to the ramp, who Malzin comes back, he brings the Mizbeach. You don't get new Kohanim. Why? The Gemara says like this. The Tanakam holds. More Kohanim, the better. Rav Madras Melech. Was Ben Yaakov holds. No. It looks like it's a tircha if you do it that way. That's too much of a tircha. I have to get someone else to help me. No, we don't, so we'd rather not. It's not Derek Heretz. Okay. Everybody have a wonderful day. And actually, I'm very happy because...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.